May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of you for being here at this odd time. The 8 o'clock congregation is probably very hungry right now, and the 9 o'clock congregation is, the 10 o'clock congregation is still waking up. But we have this odd time of service so that we can all be together as a parish family, and that's very important. And today, the annual meeting will be in the parish hall right after the service, instead of a part of the service in the nave here. Are you a foot or a hand? A brain or a heart? Are you an ear or an eye or a nose? If you spend much time on the computer, on things like Facebook, you probably have played one of those games like, which superhero are you? I'm not telling. Or which Lord of the Rings character or which Harry Potter character are you? The other night I was watching PBS and they had a link to a test that would tell you which Shakespeare character you are. So I would be surprised if there isn't a game or an app out there somewhere that you can plug in information to find out which part of the body of Christ are you. And if there isn't already one, some of you young people in here might want to make it up. Remember Paul's words from today's epistle. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. It is our baptism that makes us part of the body of Christ. Which part of the body of Christ are you? Having our annual meeting today and having this reading from Paul from 1 Corinthians raises that question for all of us. As I said, today after the service will be our annual meeting. We will elect new vestry persons and delegates to annual convention. And we will all receive a report that highlights the accomplishments of the parish in the past year. It's a good time on the annual meeting to celebrate everyone's ministries and look back at what we have done. It's a good time to look at our own particular body of Christ, St. Catherine of Alexandria Episcopal Church, as a whole. This is my second annual meeting with you, and we are celebrating the first full year of ministry together. So I would like to share some observations I have about our body of Christ, some of the particular gifts and graces given to us by God. There are more, but I have focused on three this morning: hospitality, faithfulness, and inquiring and discerning hearts. Hospitality is connected to the baptismal vows to seek and serve Christ in all persons, and to respect the dignity of every human being. Faithfulness in worship and ministry is connected to the baptismal vow to continue the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread, and the prayers. And inquiring and discerning hearts is a particular favorite phrase of mine in the prayer in the baptismal liturgy. We pray that all who are baptized will have inquiring and discerning hearts. So, hospitality. I like what Henry Nouwen writes about hospitality in his book, Reaching Out. Hospitality, he says, means primarily the creation of free space where the stranger can enter and become a friend instead of an enemy. Hospitality is not to change people, but to offer them space where change can take place. It is not to bring men and women over to our side, but to offer freedom not disturbed by dividing lines. Hospitality is one of this parish's greatest gifts. You help make this place a safe and welcome space for newcomers of all ages, and a safe space for all to continue their faith journeys. You help this place remain one in which we can hold pretty significant differences in theology and political ideology, but we agree to disagree on many things, and instead we focus on living together in a caring, compassionate community. That is hospitality. Faithfulness. Your faithfulness in worship and ministry is evident. Many of you attend the Eucharist nearly every week, either 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock or Saturday evening, or on Wednesday. We also have a faithful group of folks that come nearly every Wednesday for our Holy Eucharist and healing service. Our average Sunday attendance reflects that a large percentage of our congregation worships here each week. Not when we change the time of the service, though, but generally. And we also have, well, I've said that already, we also have the small but dedicated folks who come on our Wednesday. Now, not every parish has as large a percentage of people in worship every week, and that's a sign of your faithfulness. As you know, particularly if you come to 10 o'clock regularly, we are blessed with a wonderful, and dedicated, and talented music staff. Dr. John Carmichael, our music director, Elisa Carmichael, our organist, bring their considerable gifts to the leadership of our choir and the music of our 10 a.m. service. Our altar guild, greeters, ushers, acolytes, and lay assistants also add to the fullness of our worship experience, as do the children from Children's Chapel who sing from time to time as they did this morning. And the ministries at St. Catherine's, so many of you are involved in ministries here. I can't even name them all, but we have very capable and faithful leaders of our ministries here, from the vestry to the five sweep commissions to the committees, from Children's Chapel and the church school classes to our two new youth groups, the Journey to Adulthood program and the Right 13 program, from our stewardship committee, new in 2012, to the Brotherhood of Loaves and Fishes, which has been serving breakfast here for about 30 years. And they will have a nice breakfast for us this morning, right after this service. Inquiring and discerning hearts. The overwhelming response to our Lenten series last year, Anglican Spiritual Practices, showed that you are eager to continue learning and growing in your faith. And in 2012, we also had several evening book study groups that were very well attended, some things on centering prayer, and an Advent quiet day. These are just some of the gifts with which God has blessed us here in this place. And I want to lift those up and celebrate those with you today. We can't make those things happen. Those are gifts given us by God, but we can accept them and receive them and enable God to work through us. We are blessed to be in this community where diversity of opinion is respected and the bonds of affection and compassion are strong. I have seen over this past year how, at our best, we live out these words from Paul. God has so arranged the body that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. And at our best, we do this as a community. That is how I see some facets of the body of Christ here at St. Catherine's as a whole. But as Paul said, we are made up of unique individuals. And that takes us back to the original question. What part of the body of Christ are you? What gifts and graces have been given to you by God, and how are you using them for the good of the world? All of us are needed. As Paul says, every member of the body has a function, and without one member of the body will suffer. God needs all of us, each and every one of us, and our own unique gifts. All of us, from the babies to the most wise and elderly among us, have important things that we give to this community and to the world. And we need to do that in order that God's plan for this part of the body of Christ, St. Catherine's, may continue into the future. As we continue in ministry together, we can pray that we will discover even more gifts and new ways to use these gifts with which God has richly blessed us. Amen.